at Radio Ray RTE. The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.
Rory's been on Not Being Funny, but the correct pronunciation of N-D-U-J-A is Ndua. I thought it was Nduya. Ndua. You know what I'm talking about anyway. I know there's always one in the class, but I said I'd drop you a text. Thanks, Rory. Thanks for that. I vary depending on how I feel. Nduya, Nduja, depending on who I'm talking to or how I feel, let's say. Okay, it's that time of the year. The 61st, that's mad, isn't it? 61st Young Scientist and Technology Exhibition begins today in the RDS, officially opened today by Michael D. Higgins. And we can go live now with our own technology to the RDS and say hello to Ella Nicholson. Hello, Ella.
Hello.
Good to talk to you. Ella, what's the atmosphere like there?
Good to talk to you too. Oh my gosh, it is amazing here. It's so exciting.
What school do you go to?
I go to Loretto Balbriggan.
What year are you in?
I'm in TY. It's a very good year.
Yes, yeah. Have you been at the Young Scientist Exhibition before?
No, I've never been before. This is my first year, but I would definitely recommend it to anyone who's interested.
It's very exciting there, isn't it?
Oh my gosh, you can feel the buzz when you walk into the room. It's just a brilliant place to be.
Yeah, all those bright ideas and all those intelligent people and it's just the potential in that room is just off the charts. Now, what's your project, Ella?
So my project is testing how age, gender and state of mindfulness affects how well people pay attention, and I use magic to test that because I'm actually a magician.
Right. So if you're paying attention to a magician, you might spot what?
Yes. So the magic tricks are more what I'm asking the people to pay attention to as a little distraction, whereas I'm testing do they notice maybe changes in the background of the video or a mistake in a phrase, stuff like that.
Right. So it's gender, age and mindfulness. And what did you find from your experiment?
Yes. So I found that age plays a significant part in how much people notice and pay attention. And then I also found that primary school students notice more than any other age group, which is very interesting.
Yes, it is, because I suppose when you're in primary school, you're like a human sponge. You have to absorb all this information, don't you?
Exactly.
Yeah. So you're paying attention to things, and then as you get older, maybe, you're going, I know it all. I don't have to pay attention. Maybe that's it.
Maybe.
Yeah. Did you enjoy doing the experiment,
yeah, maybe.
Ella?
It was so much fun. It was a lot of work, but it was well worth it in the end. And even being here today, the buzz, like I've said, is amazing. And I'm just talking to so many new people.
Yeah.
And I think I'm going to make friends for life here.
And what's the plan now? I know it's open to the public tomorrow.
Yes.
The judging is happening now as we speak, or is it over?
Oh, I just got finished there a couple of minutes ago.
Right, how did it go?
It went very good, I think. Well, we were having a bit of a laugh, so she was quite relaxed.
Oh,
so
good.
I enjoyed that.
Good. Well, listen, thanks for taking time out to talk to us. Ella Nicholson from Loretto Balbriggan. Do we experience magic the same way? And it's a test of gender, age and mindfulness. Farah Corbett is from Cailleacht de Chiron in Limerick. Hello, Farah.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Yeah, I am good. Thank you. How are you finding the Young Scientist and Technology Exhibition?
It's really good. It's so big. And I love that we are going down to Dublin for so long.
Yeah. How long are you staying up in Dublin?
Like 3.5 days.
Wow. It's mad that you said going down to Dublin and I said go up to Dublin. Yeah, but anyway, that's another project for future years. So what's the name of your project, Farah?
The Big Irish Head on You.
The Big Irish Head on You. As in, look at you and the big Irish head on you. Like that, yeah?
Yeah.
Right. Go on, explain it to us.
So in my project, I'm testing whether or not Irish people have bigger heads than other people due to the saying, the bigger Irish head on you.
Right. And what did you find?
The results are, like, inconclusive. Irish people don't have bigger heads than anybody, but nobody has bigger heads than them, if that makes sense.
I see,
Everything is very, so, very, like, even.
Average. So we've an average-sized head.
Yeah.
Yeah. See, I happen to have a big Irish head on me. I've an extra large head, right? I don't know if you know hat sizes, but my hat size is 7 3/4, which is a particularly large head. Oh. So when somebody says to you now, look at the big Irish head in you, you would say in response,
I don't have a big Irish head.
I just have an average size Irish head. So are you meeting new people from all over the country, Farah?
Yeah, loads of different people. I've met loads of people from, like, Clare and everything. Yeah. I'm from Limerick.
Yes.
So
maybe you should cast your net a little bit wider than Clare. Yeah, I'm sure you will over the 3.5 days. Listen, good luck in the competition. Farah Corbett from Cloisteachéarán in Limerick, the big Irish head in you. And thanks to Neil for going down there to the 61st BT Young Scientist and Technology Exhibition. And it's open to the public, as I say, tomorrow, which is Thursday. And it's open Thursday, Friday, Saturday. I think that's it. Anish Doshi now in the pre-skeleton in Oak to the Cot to Wallace.